Springing out from metal stems along the walls are 6,000 coaster-sized paper cards. Each one has been hand-planted, like a flower that sprouted sideways.
And if you spend time looking at them, you begin to discover things, like some have messages.
Luis Vidal takes out his cell phone, opens a free app, and holds it in front of one of the red circle cards. A building becomes three-dimensional, and you can actually enter a room like in a video game. Another red card brings up a video showing the construction of one of Vidal's most recent projects, Terminal 2 at London's Heathrow Airport. The structure is open and sleek, with an undulating roof that mimics the movement of a bird's wing. There's natural light and calm white spaces, instead of loud signage and those duty-free shops hawking liquor and perfume. The philosophy behind Vidal's airports is simple. Put the passenger first. Make the space easy to maneuver, not overwhelming. It's also the philosophy behind the hospitals he's designed. Put the patient first.
Because normally people tend to be anxious when they go to hospital. So we try and make them more humane, we try and make them more urban, we try and get society to use the building without being afraid of them.
On display, for example, is a hospital designed in Vigo, Spain. When it opens in 2015, it will be the largest in Europe with 1,500 beds. The new Parkland Hospital in Dallas will have fewer than 900. Vidal wanted the building to blend in, to be inviting. So his firm used prismatic paint on the outside. That paint changes colors depending on the angle you look at it.
So as you're driving past, the building changes color. So we chose white, green, and blue because those are the three predominant colors in Vigo, with the sky, the sea, and the mountain.
Colors also play an important role inside the hospitals Vidal has designed, guiding visitors through the buildings without flashy signs. Doors and entrances are blue, information areas are red, and doctors' areas are white. Sound, Vidal says, is also part of hospital design. Some areas need to be quiet. Others, he says, should feel alive.
When you're closer to the main entrance, when you're in the lobby, you want the place not to sound dead. You want the place to be vibrant, maybe with a little bit of music ambience, be able to hear, you know, shoes walking. The building cannot be a piece of sculpture. It has to be designed with pragmatism, with functionality, so it's got its own life in the future.
Which is why Vidal also brings in garden hospitals and renewable energy. As a bonus, that can lower operational costs for medical buildings, which are generally open 24/7. Vidal hasn't designed any hospitals in the U.S. yet, but he's working on two in South America. It's all part of his mission to create a new concept of healthcare architecture around the globe. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.